This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we continue to observe National Farm Safety and Health Week, this morning we'll hear from Country Financial Senior Loss Control Representative Eric Van Asdale. Eric and I had a conversation about farm-related injuries and deaths over the past year.
Nobody wants to talk about farm fatalities, but you know, if there's any good that can come of it, we can learn from them and learn how to be safer around farms and hopefully avoid them in the future.
Yes, definitely would like to see less of those things happening and the numbers to be lower. Let's talk about over the past year. What did we see as far as tractor rollovers and things related with that?
We had 14 Illinois farmers killed last year on farms, and 7 of those were from tractor rollovers or runovers. All of them happened while mowing, typically along pond banks, creeks, ditches, any steep area where somebody's going to be mowing. It's really important to use tractors that have ROPs and wear seat belts or avoid mowing it completely.
Unfortunately, I think that's probably something that you see every year.
It is. We look back over 10 years to try to see if these were trending up or trending down, and looking over the last 10 years, we've had 91 Illinois farmers killed from rolling over a tractor or getting ran over if they start from the ground. And that's been 36% of the Illinois farmer deaths over the last 10 years.
Well, that is certainly an astounding number, something to definitely think about when farmers are out or even just anyone out on a tractor or mowing ditches. Now, another topic to go along with farm safety is actually roadway collisions. And people from rural areas and in the ag industry, most of the time we think about farm implements being slow moving. But some people might not realize actually how slow they do travel.
Yeah, you get a lot of people driving out in the country nowadays. And with Illinois having a lot of row crops, it seems like we don't see as much wide slow-moving equipment on the road during the summers. So I think some of the people that don't necessarily live next to a farmer get complacent. They're not used to seeing that slow-moving equipment on the roads. And they may not realize a lot of this equipment only goes 15, 20, 25 miles an hour, so they don't realize how quickly they can catch a piece of equipment when they're driving down the road.
And because of that, have you seen high numbers in roadway collisions related to farming equipment?
Last year, we did have 5 people killed in roadway collisions with farm equipment. And I'll tell you, we include those with our farm fatalities since it's related to agriculture, but all of those were people on the road, whether they were pedestrians or people driving a car in a rural area. So it's a reminder that it's people in the smaller vehicles that are going to have the fatality in those accidents, not necessarily the farmer.
And do you have any tips or things that people can do or remember to try to be safe on the roadways and try to help us reduce these numbers?
Yeah, the first thing is creating awareness and reminding people, hey, farm equipment's going to be out on the roads and we need to pay attention to it. As soon as we see a piece of equipment out there on the road, we got to slow down immediately. Like I said, many people don't realize how quickly they can catch it and only pass when it's safe to do so. A lot of the equipment might take sudden left turns into a field entrance or take a turn at a road. So make sure it's safe to pass and watch out for the farmer. A lot of them will pull over off the edge of the road a little bit and let you know it's safe to go around.
Sure. Well, those all sound like good tips and information and things that you can definitely do while driving. Eric, are there any other facts or figures you'd like to share with us or any other information?
Well, one interesting thing, too, on the roadway collisions is that all the accidents occur when vision's a problem. They're happening during sunrise and sunset. So, you know, farmers also need to be good stewards of the road and share the road as best as they can. You know, if they can avoid moving their equipment during busy times or these times when the sun is causing visibility issues, that would help out as well. And just remember, whether it's the rural motorists or the farmers, we all have a vested interest in this and keeping each other safe.
Once again, that was Country Financial Senior Loss Control Representative Eric Van Asdale. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.